This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
More so than any passage of Scripture I've read in a long time, does this lend itself just to verse-by-verse teaching? That's what we're going to do today. If it seems a little different, that's why I want to talk about the material, not my ideas, not my stories. I want to talk about the Word today. Verse 1 says, "Have mercy, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions." Before he even mentions the word sin, he talks about God's mercy. Why is that important? Anything good in your life comes out of God's mercy, his love, and his compassion. Would you remember that? It's not your track record that pleases God. It's not your track record that scores points with the heavenly kingdom. It's God's mercy. It's God's unfailing love. It's his great compassion. And isn't it interesting? That's what David appeals to when he is convicted of his sin. David uses three words for sin. I want to talk about them. He uses the word transgression, iniquity, and sin. Not the same word, different words. It's important to know what the differences are. The word transgression has to do with rebellion. I hope you realize that sin ultimately is an act of rebellion against the Lord God Almighty. One of the commentators that I have is a former Presbyterian minister who said, the best example he said I can come up with, he said, picture a private in the United States Army walking up to a four-star general, slapping him in the face. You say, what an act of rebellion. That's nothing. Nothing compared to what you've done and I have done to the Lord God Almighty. Sin, first and foremost, is an act of rebellion against the Father. Most men don't get that. Most women don't get that. Most teenagers don't get that. We're not talking about making a mistake. We're not talking about crossing the line. We're not talking about, well, I erred a little. I messed up my life. No, we're talking about rebellion against the Father. Just like a private would slap a four-star general in the face. It's an act of rebellion against our Heavenly Father. The second word he uses is iniquity. It has to do with the condition of crookedness, something that's perverse, something that's not right. And sin stems out of a condition of my heart and your heart of iniquity. David talks about being born into a sinful world, what he meant by that. People argue, did he mean original sin? I don't think so. He could have, but it has to do, he was born to a sinful dad and a sinful mom, just like you were. We're all born to parents who are sinners, and we're born in a sinful condition, and we're into a sinful world with sinful inclinations. The third word is the word sin that means missing the mark. So you can call it whatever you want, but I'll tell you today, here's what sin is to God. It's rebellion, it's iniquity, crookedness. That which isn't right, it's crooked, it should be straight, and it's missing the mark. And then he makes this statement, I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. I want to suggest to you that one of the most spiritual moments in your life is when you come to the realization about something in your life and you say, this is wrong. You know, it could take years for that to happen. Take decades for some people. What I've been doing for years is wrong, for I know my transgression. Verse 3, and my sin is always before me. Well, that's a vivid expression. I don't know if you've ever felt that your sin in your life was ever before you. We're going to use an illustration from life that I think will help you understand that expression. Tomorrow on Cross Hope, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.